Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Nesbitt in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! That's the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. This, we didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly, fourth right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon
Jordan. That's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow!
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Chuck McBee. Jack is wandering back up here. He had to go check something at the scorers table. We have the Rushi Tribe Village sectional final game for you here. It's the first of three we're going to have today on scoresbroadcast.com. So Jack's up here, and we're going to start the game here in just a second. I've welcomed him, and we're ready to have you lead us into it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Troy High School. It's the girls' Division IV district here today. In game one, it is Tri-Village versus Rushi, both clubs 20-5 on the year. Tri-Village beat Rushi late in the regular season by a score of 40-22. Chuck, Rushi had three players score 5 points in that game. Head coach Andy Timmerman said it was probably our worst game of the year, and today has got to be probably the Rushi girls' best game of the year.
Yeah, they're going to have to. I mean, they had a little stretch there where they had trouble scoring, and boy, recently they have really started playing their best basketball, which is when you want to play it. So they ran Fort Loramie off the floor up at Fort Loramie in the last regular season game for them, and I think it's going to be a different game for them, but they're going to have to play really well to beat this Tri-Village team.
At the end of January, Rushi girls lost two straight to Anna 42-35 and Tri-Village 40-22. Since then, Rushi has reeled off 7 wins in succession, including that Fort Loramie victory that Chuck talked about. Rushi won at 47-35. That was more than likely Rushi's best game to date. Rushi's got to repeat that performance here today. Rushi girls shoot free throws extremely well, drive it to the basket hard. Larissa Poling's got to stay out of foul trouble. Rushi needs probably 28, 29 minutes out of 32 from Larissa and probably 14, 15 points here this afternoon.
Absolutely. She's going to have to be a rebounder. On the other side of the floor, we've got Maddie Downing, a 6-foot sophomore, and she's got someone with her size. So she's got a little physical against the Downing girl, but she's going to have to play well. So is Cameo Wilson. Cameo had a terrific sectional tournament. She needs to keep that rolling here in the district.
These are two very young basketball teams. Tri-Village is extremely youthful, starting 4 sophomores. This could be the club to beat for at least 2 or 3 seasons in a row here in the district and regional in girls D4 in Southwest Ohio.
Yeah, they're probably planning on this being the first year they're the team to beat. So it's going to be tough for Rushi. Rushi's got the talent, and they're well coached. So I think they can pull this off. But they're going to have to play well. If they don't play well, it'd be a long morning. Both teams are playing against it. But an 11 o'clock start is a strange time for these kids to be ready to play basketball.
Yeah, it is. And I think the team that responds better earlier in this game will certainly have a king-sized advantage. Alyssa Seiler, 5'7 sophomore, Trissa Porter, 5'8 sophomore, combined for 21 points in that 40-22 victory for Tri-Village over Rushi during the regular season. Rushi has had great games all year long from Poling and Cordonier. Larissa Poling, 11 a game. Jenna Cordonier, 10 a game. One of Rushi girls' strengths is they shoot free throws at 72%.
That's amazing.
That is really, really good. NBA teams, college teams would love to have the men on their clubs shoot fouls that well. It doesn't happen often, but at the high school level, the Rushi girls have raised the bar, and if they can get to the 1-1 early in the second half, it can make a difference. Head coach Brad Gray runs the show for Tri-Village, 12th year as head coach, 8th year as athletic director. He's always done a fine job, and we've been extremely impressed with the short-term performance of Andy Timmerman, head coach of the Rushi girls. He, too, has done a stellar performance running the show for the Rushi girls program. Each team will try to push the ball up and down the floor as quickly as possible. It's sunny outside, a lot of windows here at the Troy High School Gymnasium. So it's a playing surface which is extremely well lit and quite shiny as we look at it because it's sun-drenched.
Right.
I don't know if that'll have an impact or not, but it's certainly not like playing a night game on a...
No. No, this is much brighter than Pickwell was last night, that's for sure.
No question about it. Tri-Village has had an outstanding season, as everyone knows. 11th ranked in the state in the final Associated Press poll was Tri-Village. 11-1 in the cross-county conference. Back in November, Tri-Village lost to Versailles by 18 points. The four other setbacks on the road at St. Henry. At home to Miami East by 6. To Chaminade at home by 4. And a home date with Fort Recovery. Tri-Village dropped by 5. So some close setbacks among those 5 losses. As we pointed out, 5 losses as well for the Rushi girls to Minster and Versailles, back-to-back, December 23rd, December 30th, at Fort Loramie by 6 in a very low-scoring tilt. And then the losses in succession to Tri-Village and Anna on January 22nd and January 25th. At stake here today is a berth in the girls' Division IV regional next Wednesday against the winner of the Minster-Fort Recovery game being played tonight at Wapakoneta. Last year, both Rushi and Tri-Village girls lost in the regional semis. Rushi couldn't throw it in the ocean, as we recall.
Yeah, I remember.
Just couldn't find the range against Minster. Was clobbered by Minster. Meanwhile, Jackson Center pulled a surprise and shocked Tri-Village in what everybody thought at the time was at least a mild upset. As it turned out, the Jackson Center rolled right through the district and regional and headed to the state.
And got nipped at the state.
Uh-huh. Lost on a buzzer beater to Waterford in the state semis. It was the Jackson Center girls' second straight trip to the state Final Four. We'll run down our sponsors for you in just a moment, bring you our starters, then have the opening tip. We've got Tri-Village against Rushi. It's a girls' district final today. And later on at 3, it's Fort Loramie and Cedarville here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The three winners of girls Division IV district games here today at Troy will join the winner of Minster Fort Recovery at the Vandalia Butler Southwest Regional beginning on Thursday night. That's when the first game takes place. If I said Wednesday, I was mistaken. That's when Division III begins in regional play at Springfield. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Gem of Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. You've already heard from Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you a best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good-eating place quite like Brookins. Carl Arnes, now the man. He is the owner manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Same fine menu, same outstanding food at Brookins. Here are your starting lineups for this first of two girls district championships we'll cover here today on scoresbroadcast.com. For Rushi, Jenna Cardon, your 10 points a game. She's at a wing, 5'8", junior. Larissa Poling, power forward, 6-footer, junior, 11 per contest. Cameo Wilson is in the middle, 5'11", senior, 7 points a game. Shay Borchers at a guard, a junior, 5'8" tall. Whitney Plyman at the point, 5'4", senior, 6 points per contest. Opening five for Tri-Village, Emma Prince, 5'6", junior, at a wing, 9 points a game. Trissa Porter, a sophomore, 5'8", at a forward, 9 points a game for her. Andy Beatree, 5'4", sophomore, guard out front. Lissa Seiler, 5'7", soft, 14 points a game at a forward. In the middle, Maddie Downing, 6-footer, sophomore, 13 points per contest. Tri-Village girls averaging about 7 points per game more than Rushi. Rushi, though, Chuck, I think has played a little tougher schedule. Not dramatically stronger, but at least a little bit. And that may show in the points per game totals for these two clubs.
Oh, I think it absolutely does. But, boy, when you look at that head-to-head game, I mean, they got 18 points to make up.
Yes.
And sometimes that's a stretch. So they're going to have to get a good start to believe that they can win this basketball
game. How does that weigh on this game? Is Tri-Village maybe overconfident? Could that happen?
Well, I'm sure the coaching staff has talked about it, but you can talk to your blue in the face to kids. They remember 18-point win.
You're right. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Rushi Raiders. In white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Tri-Village, the road red, white numerals, some blue trim. Rushi Raiders had the ball, top of the circle. Cameo Wilson, good lob down inside to Larissa Poling. She caught it right in front of Downing and dropped in a 3-footer. Downing was back below the net and had no chance.
Well, they did a good job of spacing that time and running their offense. That's a good start.
Tri-Village has the ball far left side of the floor. It's Lissa Seiler being hounded on the play by Shea Borchers. Ball knocked free by Rushi. We've got a scrum outside the lane. Far side of the floor, it's a jump. arrow to Tri-Village after Rushi won the opening tip to start the contest. We're underway here at Troy. Beautiful facility. Now, there must be, what, 25 rows on the far side?
Yeah, it's a big side. They got a nice open end at the end for their students.
Pushing 20 rows on this side. Crow's Nest up on top. We've got a good perch. Here's a baseline drive. It is missed on the play by Tri-Village. Trissa Porter threw it up long. Weak side rebound to Rushi. Whitney Plyman walks it up over the timeline. Goes high right to Cordonier. Feeds Cameo Wilson low in the right off the palm of her hand, and it goes out of bounds.
Good thought. Cameo had her pinned, but the pass was just a little too far.
Tri-Village Patriots, coached by Brad Gray. He's upstanding down to her left. Dribbling off into the right corner goes Andy Beatrice, 5'4 sophomore. Nice feed low on the right to a cutter. It's caught and laid in. Good action. Feed to Trissa Porter. She got the six-footer, glanced it off the window. We're tied at two. Here is Borcher's left wing for Rushi to Wilson. Ball rotated right side to Plyman. Coming out to catch is Poling. Poling goes high-low down inside to Cameo Wilson, and she laid it up a little too much oomph on it. It rolled off the far side of the rim. Tie up on the rebound this time, Rushi's possession.
Well, that was a nice pass and catch. He shot it up in traffic. It just rolled off the rim.
Those are shots the Raiders will have to complete in this game here today. Here's the ball inbounded to Cordonier. Cordonier tries to find Poling in the lane. It's not clean. Tri-Village gets a hand on it, takes it away. Here come the Patriots down the floor to our right. Rushi moving right to left on your phone as you use your imagination or computer. Tri-Village left to right. Deep in the right corner, it's Porter. Porter tries to lob to the six-footer of Maddie Downing. She couldn't hang on to the ball and then toppled a Rushi player to the floor going for the loose leather, which was trickling into the corner of the court.
Poling got a block on that, and then Downing trying to get the ball back went over her back and fouled her. Nice play by Poling.
Yep. Fine defensive stand by Larissa. She's going to have to perform that way all day against Downing. The broad, tall, six-footer for Tri-Village. Here's Jenna Cordonier in the right corner of the floor for the Raiders. Tenacious defense by Tri-Village on the steal. And then as Lissa Seiler tries to hasten up the floor with it, she double-dribbled.
Well, if the Rushi girls were there last night watching the Rushi boys play, that was as good a defense as a team that I've seen, and I've never seen a team out-defend Jackson Center.
Here is Rushi inbounding below the rim after the second pass. Shea Borchers ignites the crowd. She sinks a long deuce, a 19-footer swish by Borchers. 4-2 in favor of Rushi. Tri-Village penetrating below the foul line. It's Porter a little bit out of control. No teammate there for the pass. It goes out of bounds to the Lady Raiders.
Well, she went behind her back, but then she committed the cardinal sin of leaving her feet and not knowing what she was going to do with the ball, and there was nobody there.
We played 3 minutes in the opening quarter. Cordonier behind the screen, straight away for Rushi. It's a trifecta. She buries it. Jenna Cordonier really sparks the Raider crowd across the way on that shot. And the Rushi Raiders have bolted to a 7-2 lead over Tri-Village. Outside the arc on the right, it's Porter for Tri-Village. Gives it off to Beatrice, coming into the left flank. Blocked away by Poling. Loose ball. Cordonier's got it for the Raiders. Fine D by Poling and Plyman. Plyman to midcourt for Rushi. 4:38 to go in the first. Fine beginning for the Raiders. Here is Cameo Wilson lobbing into Poling. Out back to Borchers. She shoots the three from the left corner. Deflected by Emma Prince. It goes out of bounds. 4:29 to go in the first. Have to be impressed with the Rushi girls' defense on the heels of the boys' defense last night against Jackson Center. Plyman inbounding low on the left, finds Poling low on the right, goes opposite, then it's fed inside the arc to Ashley Scott, who's in off the bench for Rushi, and she can't find the range, and the ball goes out of bounds to Tri-Village.
Well, that's the first shot of the game, and she was wide open, and sometimes that's a hard shot.
Ashley Scott on the floor for Rushi for Shea Borchers at guard, dribbling up the floor, Tri-Village. It's Andy Beatrice. Foul line pass, Trissa Porter. Here's a long three jacked up by Emma Prince. It's hard, no good. Loose ball rebound inside by the small Beatrice of Tri-Village. She tries to put it up, no chance. Batted away by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Cordonier, cross court to the jump shooter. It is missed. High right by Jessica York, who's checked in. A 5'9 sophomore hit the back iron and ricocheted out to Tri-Village. They go to Downing in the post against Poling. No shot, though. Back out to the three-point shooter. Yes, Trissa Porter. Wow, she fires up the Tri-Village crowd with a long three ball by her. 7-5, Rushi up 2. 3:27 to go, first quarter. Whitney Plyman in midcourt. Outside the arc on the right to Scott for Rushi. Straight away, Jessica York, who missed a shot last trip down. Going opposite to Scott. She finds a little opening into the paint and banks it down. Good effort by Ashley Scott. Nobody checked her, and she finished it. 9-5, Rushi girls in the lead. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Tri-Village attacking to her right. On a weave, out front it's Prince. She goes cross-court to Seiler. Down low on the right to Downing. She overshoots. Good defense by Poling, who didn't pick up the foul. Raiders gobbled up the rebound. Quickly down the floor, York. On the arc to Playman. Inside to Poling right away. She's grabbed. Common foul against Tri-Village. It's been a low foul game so far. That's the second on the Patriots.
Well, Downing, the last time she caught the ball in the lane, she felt Poling behind her because she's got three blocks now. She threw it back out. That time she thought about her and shot it too hard. Poling is having an effect on the inside so far on Downing. I think she just came out of the game.
I would say the Raiders are well focused. Here's a great inbounds play. It went to Poling, right back to Plyman, who threw it in. She couldn't get the five-footer to go. It hit the backboard, the rim twice, fell off, and then it was smacked out of bounds by Rushi. Tri-Village possession, 9-5 Raiders, 2:37 to go, opening quarter. Again, a good start from the Rushi girls, who are concentrating hard. You can tell that here today. Here's a nice drive by Tri-Village. It is Porter to the rack as she cut between two Rushi defenders. Missed it, high off the glass. Rebound down to Rushi.
That is a good-looking sophomore, Porter.
Long throw to York. Baseline right for Rushi. 10-footer, no good. Rebound, yes. Cameo Wilson on the follow.
That is five young ladies that have scored now for Rushi in the first quarter.
Excellent point distribution for the Raiders here at the outset. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. 11-5 Rushi. On the arc, it's Porter for Tri-Village. She enters the lane, goes baseline right to Prince. She's crowded below the backboard. Another swat out of bounds by Rushi. Two changes, Cordonier and Poling back in for the Raiders. Plyman gets a breather, as does York. Rushi girls really excited. They're fired up to play this game against Tri-Village today after having lost to the Patriots 40-22 in the regular season. Minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a foul line, extended right jump shot. Patricia Porter of Tri-Village, swish.
She has all seven, so that's the difference in the two teams right now. I'll tell you what, Porter's a good-looking sophomore.
11-7 Raiders. Foul line, Wilson on the weave to Cordonier. Wanted to go to Poling, not available. Cameo inside the foul stripe. Banked in a 14-footer. Not sure if Cameo meant to throw it up there strong off the window, but she got the kind roll. Here's Tri-Village down the floor. Off-balance shot, baseline left, and a finish. Good-looking play by Seiler. Boy, she was bumped as she dropped it through.
I don't know how that went in. It kind of fell out of her hand, and it happened to hit the rim and go in.
Poling, foul line extended right for Rushi. Takes the long 17-footer. Swish! Larissa Poling. Bomb going in. A two-pointer. 15-9 Raiders.
7 points away from what they had for the entire game when they played them in the regular season.
Incredible. That is amazing. 49 seconds to go, first quarter. Tri-Village beat Rushi in the regular campaign, 40-22. Raiders already have 15 points with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter here today. 15-9 Raiders. Clock winding down. Half minute remaining in the first. Here's Seiler on a weave to Prince. Running one-hander in the lane. A lot of rim. It is good. Ball danced around the iron. Dropped home. 15-11. Rushi by four. Good scoring first quarter. Excellent girls district championship contest here at Troy today. Head coach Andy Timmerman barks out instructions. 10 to go, opening stanza. Outside the arc on the left, it's Cordonier. Left corner, Scott. Inside the arc, jumping, shooting. Can't find the range and rolled around and came out. Tri-Village got the rebound, and the first quarter closes. It's a good one here at Troy. Rushi 15, Tri-Village 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Troy High School, the scene of girls Division IV district play here today. We'll cover the third game for you. Webcast time, 2:45 p.m. Fort Loramie against Cedarville. The middle game, Covington versus Legacy Christian, we will not have online on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're going to eat lunch.
Yes. We will present to you games 1 and 3. Featuring the two Shelby County schools. Here's Tri-Village off to a bad start as we start second quarter play. The dribbler down the right side of the floor for Tri-Village coughed up the ball, went off her shoe, and rolled over the end line out of bounds. It was Peyton Beatry, who's in off the bench, a 5'5 junior. And that was a disconnect. Then Rushi tallies. Oh, my goodness, what a play. Backdoor cut, high post polling, dish to Gordonier, baseline right. An easy bucket.
Well, they kind of napped a little bit because they were waiting for the high-low again, and this time it didn't go.
Lady Raiders are focused and on their game here today. Whitney Plyman sticks up behind and steals the ball from Downing. Pries it loose, and then it's tracked down by Shea Borchers. 17-11 Rushi. Raiders led early on 7-2. 6-point edge now, the biggest for the Rushi girls. Deep in the right corner, Plyman on top to Poling. Poling loops left corner to Shea Borchers. Borchers on the bounce to Cameo Wilson, 25 feet away. Now Plyman. We played a minute here in the second. 17-11 Rushi. Left wing Borchers trying to find Poling in the middle. Larissa pops out and catches. Now Plyman. Far side of the floor where Alyssa Seiler picks up Jenna Cordonier. In the lane to Poling. She's doubled. Goes opposite to Plyman. Plyman fakes right, goes left baseline, in among the trees.
Pass.
Good dish to Poling. Laid it up soft, no good. Got the rebound back and stuck it in. Larissa Poling and the Rushi Raiders going to work here this afternoon. 19-11 Rushi over Tri-Village by 8. Baseline left, Tri-Village. Long, wild shot thrown up there by Alyssa Seiler. Hit the edge of the backboard, then the rim came off. Tri-Village got the long rebound, though, and it's dropped in by Trissa Porter. Boy, that was a 24-footer.
Did I mention I think she's pretty good?
Woo! Wow. She is excellent. Just a 10th grader. Here's a poor pass in the lane by Rushi. Deflection by Tri-Village. And here come the Patriots down the floor. In the corner, it's Porter. Picked up by Cameo Wilson. She tries to go cross court. And in the path of that heave is Jenna Cordonier on the swipe. 5-point lead, Rushi. It was 8, 19-11. Into the lane to Poling. Batted free. Picked up, though, by Rushi. Baseline left. Here's a drive to the basket. Looked like a foul. No call. Wilson's arm was bothered. Tri-Village got the board. Patriots on the run down the floor. Driving layup. Melissa Seiler. No good. She missed the bunny. Rushi got it back. We played 2 minutes and 40 seconds of the second quarter. 19-14. Rushi girls lead it. Plyman over the timeline. Outside the arc on the right to Cordonier. Cameo Wilson, head of the key. Picked up by Trissa Porter. Left side, Plyman. Now Cameo. Goes baseline right to Borchers, available. 17-footer, bingo! Two-pointer, Borchers. Good ball distribution by Rushi. Raiders are clicking on jump shots. The passing is sharp. Rushi ahead by 7. 5 minutes to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Tri-Village with possession. 4:40 left to go now in the second quarter of play. Tri-Village has got a screen left corner. Here's a long three ball by the Patriots. It's right on the button. Drilled in by Lissa Seiler. She poured it through. Nice set play after the timeout by the Patriots, who are back within four, 21-17. 4:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's a drive by Cordonier for Rushi through traffic across the top of the key. Wild went up off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Patriot fans thought there might have been a walk. Could have been called. Here's Seiler out back to the jump shooter for Rushi, or I should say for Tri-Village. It's missed by Maddie Downing. Rebound is good, though, by Tri-Village. Who got the deuce?
That was Lissa Seiler again. She's got seven now.
Lissa Seiler has crept Tri-Village within 2 points, 21-19, under four to play, second quarter. These two clubs presenting a lot of firepower here this afternoon, or I should say late morning at Troy. First of three girls district championship games. Here's a long shot by Scott of Rushi. It hung on the rim, fell off. Wow. Rebounded by York outside the lane to the right. Backboard rim. It hung and hung and came off. Tough break.
Don't know how that didn't go in.
Rebound Patriots. Andy Beatry down the floor on the weave. Gives it about back to Madison Foreman, a 5'4 sophomore. Here's a long three from the right corner by Tri-Village. It's drilled by Lissa Seiler. Seiler to the rescue for the Patriots. She's canning shots from both sides of the floor beyond the arc. In Tri-Village has inched in front by one. 3:17 left, first half. Timeout Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
After falling behind by seven, the Tri-Village Patriots have reeled off 8 points in a row to edge in front by one. Whitney Plyman over the timeline for Rushi. 3 minutes left, second quarter, 22-21. Rushi down one. 30 feet away, Plyman for Rushi. Veers off to the right. Straight away, Jenna Cordonier. She's doubled. Picks up her dribble. Goes back out to Plyman between the rings. Now here's Ashley Scott. Foul line. Bounces into Poling. Punched away by Tri-Village. Larissa couldn't handle it. Tri-Village on the go. Far left side of the floor. Open three-point shooter. Madison Foreman way short. Tri-Village saves it in bounds, though, to Downing out on the arc. Tri-Village resets. Here's Porter on the weave. Open player, baseline left. Crammed on the play by Porter. She blocked it, or I should say by Poling. And the ball stays in bounds, and Rushi tracks it down. Larissa Poling, a demon on defense for Rushi so far.
It's been a good thing because some people are losing their players.
Here's Scott, long three-pointer, Rushi. Swish! That's a big goal by Ashley Scott. From way downtown, Ashley Scott, the freshman, hummed in a long one. That was a big basket for Rushi. 24-22. Rushi girls on top of the two. Top of the circle, Madison Foreman for Tri-Village. On a weave, it goes to Lissa Seiler. She lets it fly from three-point land, and she knocks it down. Both teams on point. 25-24, one-point lead, Tri-Village. Each club razor sharp here today at Troy. Minute 37 to go, first half. Foul line, Cordonier, right baseline, Poling. She goes to work, to the rim, lays it up strong. Good! Marissa Poling with a forceful drive. Long pass down the floor, Tri-Village. Driving layup too hard, but Trissa Porter. Rebound, Rushi, three on two break. In the middle, Cordonier, right down the lane. And her arm is twisted by the Tri-Village defender in the act of shooting. A couple coming for Jenna with 1:16 left in the second. And Rushi up one, 26-25.
Tell you what, they're taking turns. First it was Porter who came out and jumped out with 10 points. Then all of a sudden, Lissa Seiler has 11 points here in the second quarter.
Dipping her knees, Jenna Cordonier. A lot of rim on the free throw. It comes off the front. But Chuck, I've heard rumblings in the last couple weeks about how this might be compared in recent years a lightweight district and regional for girls Division IV. Rushi and Tri-Village here today are proving everyone wrong.
I'm telling you what, both these teams are outstanding.
Second free throw by Jenna Cordonier, short. Rebound Tri-Village. Rushi girls, an exceptionally good free throw shooting team, misfired twice here. Tri-Village with possession. Down a point, a minute left, first half. Here is a good double team, a triple team by Rushi. A takeaway by Cordonier. She sprints down the floor to Wilson. Baseline left, spin move. To Scott inside the arc, 17-footer, rimmed out, no good. Rebound by the Patriots, 45 seconds to go in the half. Rushi up one. Barreling down the right side of the floor goes Porter. All the way to the rack, to the rim. Got it for two, and a foul against Rushi.
They're getting beat back badly in the last about 4 minutes of the second quarter, and Tri-Village has taken advantage of it. That should have been an absolute, you saw where she was going, that should have been a charge take, and instead they let her get by and bump her to make the three-point play attempt.
Exactly, no excuse there. Trissa Porter's lane to the rim from 25 feet away should have been cut off. And you're spot on, Chuck. Last few minutes, Rushi being whipped, getting back on defense. The foul shot by Tri-Village is good, and the Patriots are up but two now, 28-26. 30 seconds to go, first half. Cordonier on the arc for the Raiders who need a goal. Near side to Borcher, straight away Wilson. The lane area is free. Let's see if Poling crashes in the middle. Straddling the three-point arc for a long two is Borcher's, and she nails it. Big bucket, tied at 28. 9 seconds to play. Here's a Tri-Village drive and a block by Wilson. Could have been a foul call. It wasn't. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow Rushi, 5.6 to go in the half.
Boy, they are just biting on Seiler's ball fake every time. And if she doesn't ball fake, they're giving her the room. She is eating them up right now. They need to find a way to stop her. They need to find somebody that can guard her.
That'll be a point of conversation from head coach Andy Timmerman for Rushi at the half. Here's a long three ball by the Raiders. I don't think Cameo Wilson got the 30-footer off in time. It hit the backboard, then the rim almost went in. Don't think it would have counted. We're tied at 28. Splendid girls district championship game here today at Troy. We're on a pace to score 55 or 60 points for the winner. And it's been a sparkling performance at the offensive end by both teams. Rushi 28, Tri-Village 28 at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
We are at Troy High School here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Girls Division IV District Championship game, one of three at Troy today. In our first tilt, Rushi and Tri-Village are knotted 28-28 here at the halftime break. Our report at intermission being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's a two-lady show for Tri-Village. Much more balanced scoring for Rushi. All tied here at halftime.
Well, the stats, I mean, the shooting, Tri-Village is 11-25, 44%. That's good. 5 of 7 behind the arc, 71%. That's great. Their only free throw. Rushi was 13-25 from the floor, 52%. 2 of 3 shooting threes. Missed both their free throws. That's a little shocking. Rebounding advantage, Rushi 14-13. Both teams have 4 offensive boards. Larissa Poling has 4 block shots in the first half. Tri-Village has 2 blocks as a team. 6 turnovers for Tri-Village, 5 turnovers for Rushi. Individual scoring for Tri-Village, like you said, it's Porter and Seiler, each with 13. And then Peyton Beatrice scored 2. They scored 11 and 17, 28. On the other side, very balanced. Poling has 8. They got 6 out of Shea Borchers. They got 5 out of Jenna Cordonier, 5 out of Ashley Scott, and 4 out of Cameo Wilson. They scored 15 and 13, 28-28 at the half. And I'll tell you what, boys or girls, that was one of the best first halves I've seen all year.
And to pick your poison for the Rushi defense, you've got to honor the way Tri-Village can shoot the 3. They've got 3 or 4 young ladies who will fire it from long range, but they also put the ball on the deck and take it to the rim, and that's where Rushi's been beaten.
Well, they've been getting beat back. I mean, even on a missed shot on a rebound, it's not like they're not being oppressed because they're not pressing. They're rebounding and running the floor and getting it out and beating Rushi back. And even if they get back into the lane, they're not covering the wings, and that's where the three-point shots are going, and that's where Alyssa Seiler has eaten them up 11 points in the second quarter.
As you said, Chuck, Rushi shot better than 50% from the floor, but Raiders are not leading. It's a tie game despite the red-hot shooting from the Rushi girls.
Well, it's five to two in three-pointers, and right. There's your their tie right there.
Uh-huh. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 28-28 tie, Rushi Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Troy. 28-28 tie. Rushi Tri-Village Girls Division IV District Championship. Don't miss out on great savings of high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You'll be very pleased with the fine array of new inventory of furniture in at Goffney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. You'll be impressed by Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment highlights the seniors for the Rushi Raiders. It's a very young Rushi team here in 2017-18. A lot to look forward to next year. The only seniors are Cameo Wilson and Whitney Plyman. A lot of experience back next year for Rushi. Locale Equipment salutes these Rushi seniors. Locale came to Shelby County in Jackson Center, Ohio, back in the early 1980s from L.A., California. Thus the name Locale. And Locale continues here at the half of each game on scoresbroadcast.com to highlight student athletes who excel on the court and in the classroom. And today, we recognize seniors Cameo Wilson and Whitney Plyman of the Rushi Raiders, thanks to Locale Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is a great place to go for roasted chicken dinners, specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight, each and every Saturday evening at Brookins. Carl Arnes is now the man in charge at Brookins. He's the new owner-manager, having taken over for Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who put in 12 splendid years at Brookins. Same terrific menu, grand food, superior tasting, high quality at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And Carl has tweaked the menu just a little bit. He's got a new late night menu, some other small changes. You'll appreciate Carl Arnes at Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60 with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. So many thanks to Doug Borchers, his staff and associates at Superior, and Ken Francis, plus his staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. And our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Tri-Village Possession as we start play here in the third quarter with the game tied. Here's a foul line extended left jump shot by the open gunner, Maddie Downing, off to the left side of the rim, barely caught iron. Ball went out of bounds to Rushi.
Well, you can tell she got nothing in the first half, and they want to get her started, so they ran a play for her to go, but boy, that shot wasn't even close.
Uh-uh. Good observation, though, Chuck. Maddie Downing needs to figure in the scoring column for Tri-Village. Downing is a 6-foot sophomore. Here is Rushi attacking with the game tied, pulling inside the arc, doesn't let it fly, goes opposite to Whitney Plyman. Now back to Poling, near side Shea Borchers. Borchers and Scott have contributed from the outside for Rushi so far in this game. Plyman's got the ball left corner, wants to drive, can't do it. She's choked off. Passes, it's batted, comes right back to her though. Now to Poling. Stingy defense by Tri-Village as we start the third quarter. These two teams may have made some halftime adjustments and will start to figure each other out. We played over a minute, no score in the third. Cameo Wilson on the dribble, swiped on the play by Tri-Village. Good theft. Down the floor comes Downing. Outside the arc on the left, it's Beatrick. 25 feet away, Andy's got it. Now she sets the attack. 28-28 tie. Beatrick picked up on the play by Borchers. Whitney Plyman now guards Alyssa Seiler. Good crossover dribble. High-arching 17-footer off to the left, no good. Rebound shot, but Downing hangs on the rim forever and won't go. Rushi's got the ball. Still scoreless in the third quarter. We played nearly 2 minutes. 28-28. High left, it's Wilson. Left wing for Donner. Thought about chucking up the three, didn't. Plyman's got it. It's Poling low on the right. Blocked on the play by Downing. It goes out of bounds. Strong defense on the interior for both teams. 28-28. 2 minutes played, third quarter. Plyman inbounds to Poling. Back to Plyman. Foul on extended right. It's Cordonier. And she sinks a 16-footer. Nice shot by Jenna.
Jenna's going to be the key here. She has the ability to take this game over offensively for Rushi.
The assist, Whitney Plyman, who spotted Jenna open after Poling was doubled in the paint. Outside the arc on the left is Tri-Village with the ball. It's Andy Beatry. Here's a three-point shot. Melissa Seiler bombs away, and she connects.
She averages 40 points a game. Is that what you said?
Wow.
I mean, she had defense on her. She just caught it, shot it. That was impressive.
Lissa Seiler, 5'7" soft for Tri-Village, leading scorer on the year, 14 per outing. And here's Rushi, baseline left. Shot deflected by Tri-Village. Raiders in their anxiousness to get the loose ball foul. And it's a Tri-Village possession. Patriots up one, 5:25 left in the third.
Cameo Wilson needs to relax a little bit. She's trying to do too much, and she's turned it twice here already in the third quarter.
Midcourt with the ball for Tri-Village. It is Andy Beatry on a weave out back to Trissa Porter. Porter averaging 9. She lets go the 3. It's a long one. It clanged off the iron. Poling skies for the rebound for Rushi. 5 to play in the third. Up the floor to Scott. Cross court to Plyman. Ball high overhead for Whitney. Lobbing high low for Poling. Not a chance. Two Tri-Village defenders deflect that pass. And Tri-Village comes up with the ball on the steal.
You can't throw an entry pass to the post from 25 feet away.
Far right wing, it's Emma Prince for Tri-Village. Goes opposite to Andy Beatry. Tri-Village up one, 4:36 to go in the third. Here's a baseline jump shot by Seiler, way short.
She missed one.
Yep, she couldn't connect on that one. She's human, and Rushi came away with the easy rebound after it bounced on the hardwood. Foul on extended right, it's Poling. Poling thinks about shooting, goes opposite to Plyman. Rushi in need of offense right now. Cordonier straight away, 22-footer deflected. Getting a hand in there with Seiler. Patriots come away with it. 4 minutes gone in the third. Here's that adept drive at Tri-Village. This time Rushi cuts it off. It's a wild shot attempt. No good. Rebound Raiders. 2-on-2 break. Cordonier down the floor. Slapped away out of bounds. Off Andy Beatry. Last of Tri-Village. 31-30 Patriots. after a hot shooting first half of this game. These two clubs have combined for 5 total points in better than 4 minutes in the third period.
Well, the defense has really stiffened.
Jessica York on the floor for Rushi now. 5'9 sophomore. York to Plyman, 30 feet out. Foul line, it is Poling. She's double-teamed, and Tri-Village gets a hand in there. Nearly a jump. It's called a foul.
It's a foul from behind. That's a correct call.
3:48 to go in the third. 31-30. 1-point lead, Tri-Village. Tri-Village led by 2 late in the second quarter. Biggest lead for Rushi, 7 at 21-14. Wilson inbounds, gets it back, baseline left, on the arc to Plyman. She goes opposite to York, to Poling, who's immediately triple-teamed. To Plyman behind the foul line, 17-footer, hit the heel, and kicked out to Tri-Village. Larissa Poling right now for Rushi is a magnet. She gets 3 red shirts immediately when she touches the ball. Here's a baseline drive by Tri-Village. Barreling in goes Emma Prince. Rushi tries to get over. It's a late defense by the Raiders. Shot rolled off the iron, but 2 free throws are coming for Prince. Forceful drive by her. Didn't have much of a crevice in the Rushi defense, but attracted the 2-shot foul and nails the first free throw. 32-30, Tri-Village. Second shot, yes, and Tri-Village has its biggest advantage of this game, 3. 33-30, 3:20 left, third quarter. Rushi not getting looks below the foul line in this half. Here's one coming to Wilson. Nope, it's blocked on the play. Downing and Porter team up to get fists on the ball. It looked like Cameo might have an open lane from 6 feet away. Good pick and roll by Tri-Village. It's Downing on the receiving end. 5-footer right in front, no good, but she's belted from the backside.
They are getting beat off the dribble here in the third quarter repeatedly.
Sure are. And at the free throw line, Maddie Downing has 2 for Tri-Village, which is up 3, still 3. That shot's got a little too much mustard on it. It hits the back brace. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 33-30, Tri-Village. 52% shooting by Rushi in the first half. Now it's a case of where are the points for the Raiders going to come from. Downing drops in the second free throw. And Tri-Village owns a 4-point cushion with 2:50 to go in the third period. Here's Ashley Scott to Cameo Wilson. High low to Poling. Pass a bit too far. She tries to save it below the backboard. Flicks it into a Tri-Village player. Rushi was clicking on all cylinders in the first 2 quarters. Adjustments by the Tri-Village defense here in the second half. Look out. Look out. A long 3 ball. Emma Prince of Tri-Village right on the money. Bullseye, a 25-footer. And Rushi's in some hot water now. Down by 7. 2:32 left in the third. Timeout Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, we still have over 10.5 minutes to go in this game, but the last 3-pointer by Tri-Village from Emma Prince may have been a backbreaker for the Raiders, who are now suffering defensively and offensively and trailing by 7.
Well, this is an incredibly crucial time right now. These next couple of possessions by Rushi have got to be good sets and good shots.
Here's Cordonier, high post to Cameo Wilson, back to Jenna. Near side Poling is now on the perimeter. Whitney Plyman's got it in the right corner. Raiders try to open up the lane. Here's a cross-court pass. Tri-Village deflected it. Rushi got it back. Tri-Village with another fist on the ball, and the Patriots come away with it. Paul Tri-Village here in the third quarter. Minute 56 left. 37-30 Patriots. Shake and bake move by Prince. Wrap around pass for Downing on the inside. Busted up by Rushi. Good steal by the Raiders. Cordonier down the floor to Plyman. Far left wing to Borchers. Back to Whitney, 30 feet away. Minute 38 to go in the third. Here's Wilson outside the lane on the left. She starts a drive, and her arm is tattooed on the play by a defender of Tri-Village. Foul is common. Second on the Patriots, three on Rushi in this half. Plyman inbound, left of the hoop. Minute 36 to go, third quarter. Tri-Village ahead by seven. Plyman lobs into the lane to Wilson, 12 feet away. Spin move, might have gotten away with a walk. Out back to Borchers. Left flank, Plyman for three. In and out, no good. Tough break. Strong rebound by Tri-Village. Prince took it away from a Raider player. Quickly down the floor to Andy Beatrie. And with a minute 17 to go in the third, the Patriots are up 7, 37-30. Rushi with 2 points in 7 minutes. Here's Tri-Village. Baseline pass into the paint. Nearly a travel on the Patriots. It's belatedly ruled a jump. Thankfully for Rushi, arrow favors the Raiders. That could have been called a walk.
It was a walk. He jumped up and down and didn't lose the ball, and there was no hand on the basketball.
1 minute to go in the third quarter. It was a 28-28 halftime tie. 9-2 in favor of Tri-Village here in the third period. Wilson high post, left side to Borchers. Rushi in desperate need of points. Right wing to Plyman, coming out to catch his pulling. Check by Downing, 18 feet away from the rim. To Berdanger, low on the left to Wilson. Turnaround baby hook, deflected. Altered again by Tri-Village's size. Standout D, but Downing. Here come the Patriots. Prince off balance, running, shooting, scoring. 14-footer gliding through the lane. Emma Prince with the last two field goals for Tri-Village, and they've been big. Patriots baskets by Prince have boosted the Tri-Village margin to 9. 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi attacking to her right. Whitney Plyman 30 feet away. Put on your foul line. Tries a drive. Tri-Village bats it loose. 3-on-2 break. 7 seconds to go. Downing right down the middle of the floor. Laid it up hard. Rebound loose in the deck. And the buzzer sounds. We had a scrum for it. The last couple seconds of the third period. Tri-Village with a lot of fight in that third quarter of play. Rushi not sharp offensively nor defensively, and the Raiders are down 9 as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck at Troy. Rushi down 9 seconds away from the start of the fourth, Chuck.
Well, in the third quarter, Rushi was 1 of 7. They turned the ball over 6 times. Woo! Going to get you beat. Yep. Going to get you beat against a good team.
Raiders led by 7 points, 21-14 midway through the second quarter. Since that point in time, a 25-9 run by Tri-Village, which has made major modifications both offensively and defensively.
I mean, they keep taking turns. Different girls do different things. Yes. That quarter, it was Emma Prince with 7 points.
Downing posting up on the interior to start the fourth quarter. Good D by Poling. She altered the shot. It was short, and the Raiders got the rebound, trailing by 9 at the outset of the fourth. Yeah, this is a multi-pronged offensive attack for Tri-Village. Jeez. They've got some real good scores outside and inside. Another miscue by Rushi. Ball fumbled away in the far corner of the floor. Tri-Village has gotten so many deflections, Chuck, in the last couple quarters. It's amazing.
You're right, but that one was not a deflection. That hit her right in the hands and bounced off her head and went out of bounds.
Uh-oh, three-point shot, Tri-Village. Trissa Porter bombs away. It was perfect. You can tell by the roar of the crowd. We're on the Tri-Village side of the Troy Gym, and that triple by Tri-Village extends the lead to a dozen.
I don't know if Minster's here scouting this, but I guarantee if they are, they're going to go home with a nervousness about this basketball team.
Uh-huh. Tri-Village.
They're good. They're really good.
After this showing here today, they could be my favorite to take the region. Of course, they've got to hang on for 6.5 minutes and take care of Rushi. Right now, it's a 12-point separation, and here's Scott on the arc for Rushi. Tries to make a pass on the interior, and two players jump in front of Poland. Don't know what was called, but it's a violation.
A kick. They called a kick. Yes. They got three people. When she posts up, they got three people around saying somebody else needs to shoot it.
Yep, there's a trio around Larissa. She can't get free. Down low this time, it's Gordonier. She bodies up against Downing, and it rolled off. Tough break for Jenna. Rushi girls with 2 points in 10 minutes in the second half. Boy, the alterations in the attack by Tri-Village offensively and defensively have been significant. And this time down, a drive by Emma Prince, a good feed into the lane after she was doubled to Downing. She drops in a short two-pointer, and it's a 14-point game. Rushi throws it cross-court, and Tri-Village gets fingertips on it, and it goes out of bounds. Raiders maintain control, and head coach Andy Timmerman uses a timeout. The Raiders are reeling. Behind by 14, under 6 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Well, Rushi head coach Andy Timmerman calls a great out-of-bounds play. Far side of the floor. Ball was lobbed near side over top the Tri-Village defense to Jenna Cordonier, and she broke into the paint, made an easy point blanker. That is only the second bucket for Rushi here in this half. And then Tri-Village counters with a long heave, high right, down low on the left to Lissa Seiler for an easy bucket to retaliate against Rushi. The onslaught for the Patriots continues.
Well, Rushi tried to trap that time, and I just think this is they have to try that, but I think this is too good of a team to trap.
Straight away, Scott for Rushi. Goes down low on the right to Poling. She can't handle it cleanly. Tri-Village gets mitts on it, almost gets the steal. It goes out of bounds. Rushi retains the ball. A 32-11 run by Tri-Village since midpoint second quarter. Ball inbounded, baseline right to Cordonier. Off the rim on a 16-footer. Weak side board to Tri-Village. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Boy, some tweaks to the game, but Brad Gray, head coach of Tri-Village, the adjustments have been important. Here's a drive. Prince in the paint to Downing. Short one, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Plyman hustles down the floor, and she's out of control. Ball deflected by Tri-Village, which has a 3-on-2 the other way. Emma Prince on the finish. Tri-Village is rolling.
And they have three seniors on the team, no senior has scored in this game.
Four sophomores started for the Patriots. That's how young this club is, and it's mighty good and talented. Sharp shooting from long range. Here's a long, high-arching three by York of Rushi. It hits the rim, no good. Rebound skips out of bounds. Rushi retains the ball. Baseline left of the hoop. Tri-Village by 16 points after Rushi was ahead by 7, middle of the second quarter.
Well, even when it was tied at halftime, it wasn't that Tri-Village wasn't playing great offensively. It's just Rushi was playing really well offensively. This half, it's been just the opposite. And my goodness, this is one of the best girls shooting teams I think I've ever seen.
Timeout called, over four to play. Fourth quarter, 16-point game. Tri-Village on top of Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
At stake here today is a berth in the girls Division IV regional at Vandalia Butler next Thursday. In fact, the team that triumphs in this contest, and it looks like it's going to be Tri-Village, the team that is victorious tangles with the Minster Fort Recovery winner tonight up at Wapak. That would be a regional semifinal next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Rushi down 16. Inbounds play after the timeout. Whitney Flyman throws a nice pass through traffic to the cutter down the lane. It is Ashley Scott who catches right in front, and she bullies her way to the basket. She's clobbered. Two free throws coming for her. She dips her knees and makes it. That is only point number five for Rushi in the second half in 12 minutes. 48-33 Tri-Village, which has exploded in the final two and a half periods. Ashley Scott connects twice. 48-34. This, too, is a young Rushi club. Seniors are Cameo Wilson and Whitney Plyman, everyone else back. It'll be a very fine team in 2018-19. Here's a baseline drive by Prince of Tri-Village. What a runner. A teardrop from 7 feet away. Bullseye right on the mark.
I'm glad I don't have to pick a Clancy's player for Tri-Village because I don't think I could pick one.
Wow. Boy, a trio of Tri-Village young ladies clearly in double digits.
Oh, we got 11, 16, and 16, yes.
My goodness. That's tough to stop in girls basketball. Here's a long three ball straight away by York. It clangs off the iron and ricochets out of bounds in the right corner. 50-34 Tri-Village. 3:36 to go in the fourth. This was a 28-28 tie at the half. Rushi led 21-14 with four to play in the second quarter. And amazingly, since that point in time when it was 21-14, a 36-13 difference in favor of Tri-Village since that point in time. Tri-Village has the ball straight away at Seiler, makes a bad pass. Patriots are human. Interception by Cordonier. And she zips down the floor. Her arm is grabbed as she starts toward the cup to shoot it. I think she'll be awarded two. She is. 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Jenna Cordonier, a junior. Larissa Poling, a junior. Shea Borchers, a junior. Olivia Mormon, a sophomore. Ashley Scott, a freshman. Caitlin Monin, a freshman. Andrea Monin, Jessica York, Jessica Colby, all sophomores. Junior varsity, a mix of freshmen and sophomores for the Rushi girls. So a wealth of talent returns next year. But the entire second half has been all Tri-Village today.
This is a good basketball team. Uh-huh. I'm impressed.
One free throw made, one missed by Rushi. That trip down. And with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Tri-Village brings it down the floor, leading 50-35. Here's a bounce pass. It found an opening between Rushi players, but then it skidded past Downing, who was cutting toward the rim for Tri-Village.
Well, I'll tell you what, and they've gotten really nothing out of Downing, and I guarantee you she's better than what we've watched today, so that just tells me they're even better than this.
And Downing, the 6-foot post player, the soft, is averaging 13, but three other young ladies have done big-time damage for Tri-Village here against Rushi this afternoon. 2:48 to go in the game. Here's Scott on a weave to Plyman. Near side to Poling. Skips it cross court to Verdanya. Shot fake to the rim with the left hand. Overshot it. No good. That was makeable. She might have been thinking about Tri-Village's size. Couldn't get it to go. Patriots have got the rebound. Forecourt to her left. It's Andy Beatrick on the arc against Wilson. Only 7 fouls between the two teams in the second half. Deep in the left quarter with the ball, it's Siler. Rushi still scrapping. Raiders get the steal. Nice play. Lead out to Wilson near the rim, defended by Tri-Village's Downing, who altered the shot. It was no good, and the Patriots come away with it. A 7-point second half for Rushi. 2 minutes to go in the game. 30 feet away, Beatrice. Straight on, it's Porter. Hand off to Siler. Enters the paint, stripped from behind. Good steal by Scott of Rushi. Outlet to Wilson with a minute 48 to go. 50-35 in favor of Tri-Village. Near side pass goes to Cordonia. Leaves it out back to Plyman, who sets the attack. 1:37 to go in the fourth. Left side pass to Wilson. Looks for the cutter, finds Cordonia below the foul line. Left wing Plyman. Tri-Village doesn't guard her, and Plyman buries a long three-pointer for Rushi. 50-38 the score in favor of Tri-Village. 90 seconds to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Rushi Raiders, Tri-Village Patriots both entered the game with 20-5 marks. Tri-Village beat Rushi on January 22nd at Rushi in a regular season game by a score of 40-22. That was an 18-point game. It's been as much as 16 here in the fourth in favor of Tri-Village this afternoon. Now it's a dozen-point difference, 50-38. Here's pressure by Jenna Cordonia of Rushi in backcourt. She's got a steal, a driving layup with the left hand. Good. Fine play by Cordonia, and Rushi trying to make a game of it. Down 10 now, but only 70 seconds to go. Tri-Village, forecourt to her left. It's Emma Prince on the arc. She gives it up, gets it back, and then a foul called against Rushi. It's still common. No shots for Tri-Village. Only the fourth on the Raiders.
There hasn't been a one-on-one attempted in either half by either team.
65 ticks left on the clock. Rushi, three possessions and a free throw behind. 3 three-pointers and a foul shot trailing. 10-point game. Tri-Village being hounded left corner, over guarding by Rushi.
Nobody had a 5-second count on that time. Not that it's going to make a difference in a 10-point game with a minute, but somebody had to be counting.
Oh, yeah. You can get a possession there, a free one, if you're Rushi. Without having to commit a foul, you'll take it. Inbounds pass, Tri-Village right in front of the Patriots bench, and it's tipped out on the play by Borchers of Rushi. We're now down to a minute to go in the fourth. It's 50-40 in favor of Tri-Village. Inbounding is Trissa Porter on the arc to Andy Beatrice. Beatrice on a weave to Trissa Porter. Trailing her is Whitney Plyman. That's team foul 6. Tri-Village still not shooting. And we're down to 54 to go. 50-40 in favor of Tri-Village. Here is Beatrice lobbing in to midcourt to Porter, right back to Beatrice. She's bumped, and she'll shoot the one and one. 53 ticks left on the clock. Tri-Village at the stripe, 1-1 here. This was a 21-14 game in favor of Rushi. at the middle point of the second quarter. Raiders were up 7. Good rush by Tri-Village late in that second quarter to, in fact, take the lead, but 2-1. It wound up tied at 28 at the end of two quarters of play. And then a terrific surge by Tri-Village here in the second half. The free throw up and good. Tri-Village has the second. The bonus coming up after a timeout. 53 seconds remaining. Rushi trailing by 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
We've been communicating all day here on scoresbroadcast.com via text with Jeff Bray down in South Carolina. And I'm sure we've had great listenership for this game. Tri-Village misses the second free throw. And Whitney Plyman gets an open look, a three-pointer, far left corner of the floor. Had that gone in, it would have trimmed the deficit all the way down to 8. It lipped the rim twice and came out. Not good shooter's luck for Rushi here in the final two quarters. Tri-Village got the rebound. Rushi foul over the shoulder. Jeff just said, hey, if girls' high school tournament basketball was only two quarters instead of four,
would have been overtime.
Would have been an OT. Yep. Anybody's game. Tri-Village with the 1-1. It danced off the rim. No good. Beatry couldn't find the range. Down 11. Rushi, forecourt right. Plyman skips it cross court to Scott. Head fake. Nice. The drive. Good move. Two-pointer. Ashley Scott. 9-point game, 26 to play. Tri-Village can't enter it. 10 players in backcourt. Timeout called by the Patriots with 23 to go. Well, Rushi fell behind by 16. Raiders with a flurry toward the close of this game, Chuck, have whittled it to 9. Rushi may very well run out of time here at the end of this game and at the end of the Raiders' season.
Well, you know, Tri-Village started the game trying to get the ball down inside to Downing, and that was not working. When they decided to go ahead and run the floor, they just out-hustled Rushi, beating him back constantly there, getting long passes and getting threes or layups, depending on where the defense got. They beat him back all day long, and that's a very young and a very good basketball team we're watching down there in the red.
Yep, this Tri-Village club is sophomore laden, highly skilled, very talented. They've got a bundle of energy, well-conditioned, run the floor beautifully. And if Tri-Village hangs on to defeat Rushi, and it looks like the Patriots will, the opponent in the regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler next Thursday night will be either Minster or Fort Recovery. Those two clubs play tonight at Wapakoneta.
Do we know how? I mean, they're in the same league. Did they play during the season?
Here's the ball inbounded by Tri-Village in the corner. Rushi scrapping, defending, fouling. Yeah, Minster handled Fort Recovery late in the regular season fairly easily on the road at Fort Recovery. Big win, by the way, last night for Minster in a district semifinal, or I should say on Thursday night, 51-33 over New Bremen. That was a two-point game at the half. Minster closed strong, and Minster will try to beat Fort Recovery for the second time in about 4 weeks this evening in that district final. Free throw by Tri-Village, good. Foul shooter earns the bonus and sinks each one. Both shots drained on the play by the Tri-Village free throw shooter, Alyssa Seiler. Rushi down the floor hastily. Here's a pass to the interior post, deflected by Tri-Village and stolen. Patriots will dribble out the remaining 6 seconds, leading by 11. Here's Downing in the post, throws it out on top, intercepted by Ashley Scott of Rushi, and that does it. The Tri-Village Patriots with a brilliant final 2.5 quarters stick the loss on Rushi and knock the Lady Raiders out of the tournament in the district championship here at Troy this afternoon. Rushi led 21-14. Raiders then fell behind by 16 points with a little over 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. What a spurt by Tri-Village. And Chuck will run down the scoring in just a moment. Three young ladies in double digits. One hit the 20 mark. And that's going to be one heck of a game next Thursday night at Vandalia Butler when Tri-Village takes on the winner of the Minster Fort Recovery game. In fact, that regional semifinal will be the first game of two. Next Thursday at Vandalia Butler, Tri-Village against Minster or Fort Recovery. The Rushi Lady Raiders are district runners-up here this afternoon. Tri-Village takes home the district championship trophy by defeating Rushi 53-42. We'll be back in just a moment to sum it up. We'll recap this game and give you our Clancy's Award winners when we're back. 11-point win by Tri-Village over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
District runners-up honors being presented to the Rushi girls, and two seniors move on. They'll be missed. Key component to the Rushi team, Cameo Wilson, Whitney Plamen. Cameo played predominantly on the inside, although she was effective at 10 to 15 feet away from the basket as well. Whitney Plamen was at the controls during most of her career at Rushi. Last year, this year, played nearly every minute, every game out at the point, ran the offense. The 5'4 senior guard will be missed too. Those the only two seniors for the Rushi Raiders. Head coach Andy Timmerman and his staff will return a lot. Many young ladies back. Only two graduate. Rushi will be heard from again. And more than likely will play for another district title next year in 2018-19. We'll see the Raiders in March. 1 year from right now. Playing for a district title, who knows? Tri-Village could be the opponent.
If I got a high seed, I'd make darn sure they weren't.
Tri-Village Patriots, a loaded ball club, and it's a team that will be back and back and back for the next few years. It is that youthful. A quick recap of scoring from Chuck, and then our Clancy's Award winners. You got a lot of highlights to talk about there, Chuck.
Well, just take a few team stats. Tri-Village was 8 for 11 behind the arc, 4 of 4 for Lissa Seiler, 3 for 4 from Trissa Porter. That's amazing. They shot 45% for the game. Rushi was 18 of 44 shooting it. They got outscored 15 to 8 on points after turnovers. They got outscored 22 to 18 in the paint, which is kind of amazing after the start they had. Individual scoring for Tri-Village. They got 20 points out of Alyssa Seiler, a 5'7 sophomore. They got 16 points out of Trissa Porter. She is a 5'8 sophomore. They got 11 points out of Emma Prince, all in the second half. She is a 5'6 junior. If I had to give them a player of the game, those three would have to share it. Each one would get a bite of the sandwich. On the other side, they got 12 points out of Jenna Cordonier, 9 for Ashley Scott, a freshman. That's a good sign for him.
Uh-huh.
8 for Larissa Poling. Clancy player of the game, I'm going to give it to Ashley Scott. She scored in every quarter. and she scored 9 points for him. I thought she had a pretty good game for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ashley Sparkle, just a freshman, and she's become a cog on this Rushi girls team here in 2017-18, and she'll be counted on for double-digit scoring in 18-19 for certain. Ashley Scott, our Clancy's Award winner, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Tri-Village girls under head coach Brad Gray are district champs and are being saluted right now, recognized down below on the floor here at Troy High School. It's a very good young basketball team. 8 of 11 behind the arc shooting threes in girls Division 4 basketball. And it wasn't like Rushi just backed off the 5 steps and said, we know you can't make it, we're going to dare you. That wasn't the case. Tri-Village just continued to shoot three after three, even though Rushi manned up. Patriots continued to sink long-range shots. It's tough to beat a club when they are that good from behind the arc, nearly 75% shooting threes.
Well, if they stepped out on Seiler, she went around them. Yep. If you didn't step out, she made a three, and that was the game right there. That sums the whole thing up. That is a terrific, terrific basketball team right there.
Uh-huh. Rushi girls finished second in the Shelby County League to Fort Loramie, beat Fort Loramie late in the regular season. Conclude the year here today, 20-6 on the entire campaign, and a very successful girls basketball year for the Rushi program under head coach Andy Timmerman. A wealth of talent back next season, and we expect the Rushi girls to be heard from in 2018-19. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie down to her right looking on. Fort Loramie girls got a great draw in the regional bracket, opposite away from both Minster and Tri-Village. She watched that game that just concluded with a lot of interest, but won't have to play both Tri-Village and Minster if Fort Loramie continues to advance. Would only have to meet one of them, and that would be in a regional championship game. Fort Loramie coming up next against Cedarville later on this afternoon. Webcast time 2:45. Fort Loramie, Cedarville, the middle game here today. We will not cover Covington against Legacy Christian. That's game two. The winner of game two plays the winner of game three in the other regional semifinal next Thursday at 8 at Butler. It's Tri-Village against Minster or Fort Recovery in the 6:15 regional semifinal next Thursday evening. So it's starting to take shape. Somebody's going to have to play awfully well, Chuck, in order to knock out Tri-Village. This was a great game turned in by the Patriots here today. I would like to hear what Coach Gray would have to say. He's got to assess this contest as one of his team's two or three best for the entire year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I can't imagine they shot the ball out any better than this in a game shooting threes.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, I don't know Fort Recovery. I like Minster. I want Minster to win that basketball game because with their athletes and their seasoned veterans going against these youngsters, that could be a war.
Yeah, that could make a difference in the end, the seasoning that Minster has. Although Tri-Village didn't bat an eye here today, got down by 7 in the second quarter of play, 21-14. Then at one point, with just over 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, this was a 50-34 game. What a 36-13 surge by Tri-Village over the last, two quarters plus in this contest this afternoon. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors. We've highlighted them for you frequently. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis at Francis Schulze. Thank you, Doug Borchers at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Anna's Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, Tip City, What's Your Favorite Thing, The In-Between, south of Botkins, Food's Not In-Between, It's Out of This World, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website, goffenafurniture.com, for more savings. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and in Knoxville, and Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arnes is now the man at Brookins. There's no good eating place quite like it. Looking forward to Game 3 here at Troy today, our second webcast. We'll go offline now until about 2:45 or so, and then pick up online coverage of Fort Loramie Cedarville at that point. We'll have our pregame open, have dialogue about that contest. Fort Loramie will have to slow down the Bolender girl, leading score on the year for Cedarville, nearly 20 points per outing. Won't be an easy task for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Cedarville's got a prolific score in Bolender. Should be a fine game, and we'll have webcast coverage for you at 2:45. Again, Chuck, a closing remark about Tri-Village. Extremely impressive.
Well, young doesn't make any difference. Talented makes a lot of difference. Uh-huh. And that is a very, very talented basketball team. That is with their big girl in the middle, who is also a sophomore, going 1-for-8 from the floor for the game.
And she averaged 14 points per contest coming in. She went 1-for-8. Everybody else chipped in big time.
There's no way to, you game plan for them, and you got to say, take away the threes, but don't let them ball fake you and go to the basket. And it's a three-headed monster out there today for sure.
Oh, yeah. They do both things so well, drive it to the cup and shoot the three. No holes. We didn't see any weaknesses in this Tri-Village team.
Now, they turned it a little bit in the first half, All in all, that's a real good basketball team.
Patriots win by 11 over Rushi. Raiders will be back. Good club returns next season for head coach Andy Timmerman, only seniors Whitney Plamen and Cameo Wilson. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying, we will talk to you again at 2:45 p.m. online before the Fort Loramie Cedarville game. Again, our final score, game one, Tri-Village beats Rushi for a district championship, 53-42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.